hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the break.
Go. There you go. 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Every once in a while, we have guests who like to play producer, and they play it pretty well. Mike Wood, who is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, made the call for that song. And good call, Mike. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. You know, I haven't heard that term since the early 80s, and that's when that song came out, so they kind of go together. But, yeah, it was kind of good to hear that again.
That's good. And I know you like the old school rap, too, so maybe we'll work some of that in over the course of time. So we've had a couple of pretty serious incidents with the PPD in the last couple of days. Of course, one was we had the bank robbery on Creighton at the Truist Bank. Tell us what happened here.
Well, a male walked into the bank with a note and demanded money from a teller. He also made threats both on the note and verbally that he would kill people inside the building if they didn't hurry up. So, this is something obviously that's taken very seriously. He was given an undisclosed amount of cash and he left the scene. And then we immediately try to get video and photos when we can out to the news media, and our partners help us with this all the time. And lo and behold, a viewer that was watching Channel 3 saw the picture and knew exactly who it was and gave us a phone call. So we were able to put that information out, and he was arrested shortly thereafter in Santa Rosa County by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
And he had taken a car in the process of all this, right?
I believe that he used some stolen money to purchase that car actually off the side of the road. So, yeah.
Okay, I got you. And the way I was reading it, Channel 3 had put out their report had that he had pled no contest to robbing a barbershop on Creighton, same place, with a gun in August of last year, and just got released from for that sentencing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. There's obviously some issues with this individual, and hopefully he can get the help that he needs.
But it also it's a good explanation of the interagency cooperation that you get with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, that they were able to help on this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We get that constantly from them. We get it from Escambia County Sheriff's Office. You know, we all wear different uniforms, but we have one common goal, and we help each other on a daily basis, and that's fortunate.
No, it's really a good thing. Hey, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, we'll get to the PSC bomb threat here in just a second, but we do have a new law on the books, and I wanted to see what PPD is doing about it. It's the loud noise ordinance, the 25 feet from your car. If you can hear the music, it's a violation. That went into effect on Friday. Typically, when there's new laws, I know you guys are, there's a kind of a soft enforcement to at least alert people who may not be aware. What do you guys doing with this right now? Are you enforcing it yet?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to give them 30 days to folks to make sure they understand that law is now on the books. If we hear the music from 25 feet plus away, then you can be cited. So we're going to stop the vehicle and issue a warning, a verbal warning to the operator to make sure they understand that law is in effect. And then after 30 days, we can start writing tickets for that.
I have yet to do the experiment. I know Reese and I were talking about doing this, and we just haven't had a chance to do it. But it seems to me like 25 feet away, if your windows are down, the music doesn't have to be that loud to get to be 25 feet away, especially if there's not a lot of wind or crowd or traffic noise or something like that. That seems like a fairly low threshold. Do you have any sense of, like, how loud that is for somebody in the car?
Well, it's going to be one of those laws to where it's up to interpretation from the officer, and I can tell you that if it's a soft 25 feet, this is something the officer's going to have to decide. But, Andrew, there are plenty, and everybody can attest to this, there are plenty of vehicles out there that just blow it so loud that it shakes buildings as they go by. Those are the ones that we're targeting, the ones with the deep bass, the ones that could not possibly hear the siren of an emergency vehicle as it's approaching. Those are the ones that will receive the citations. And others, again, it's an interpretation on the officer as to how loud it was.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And as Reese reminded me, anybody who's got it turned up to 11, those are the ones that you're going to focus on, and rightly so. One of the other things that I also wanted to ask you 4th of July. How did 4th of July, either fireworks or just anything else, go? I know it's always a little bit strange when you have a lot of officers kind of, in one place and not as much in other places, but anything on the 4th of July in the city we should know about?
No, it went well. It was, as far as law enforcement goes, it was quiet. We were down there, a lot of officers down there working the area of Bayfront, and, we enjoyed the show like everybody else. So the one thing that I did notice, though, I was on the bridge during that show, and when the fireworks began, traffic slowed like I've never seen it before. And, I spend a lot of time out there. In fact, there was one or two that slowed to a stop in order to watch the show, which is very dangerous. So we had to ask them to move on.
People had stopped on the bridge to watch the fireworks? Oh, my God.
Yeah, in their defense, there was not traffic coming up right behind them. I was afraid there would be a rear-end collision out there because of the fireworks. But fortunately, there wasn't. Everything went really well.
Well, I guess, as you say, maybe this is a whole nother layer to urban street design in order to reduce, like we think about road diets. Maybe we just need to distract people real good, and then they'll be looking at not make them look at the road. Maybe that's not the best solution. It was a quick solution. Last thing I wanted to talk with you about was the bomb threat at Pensacola State College that you guys responded to. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we did. The call came into the Escambia County Emergency Management Center, and it was quickly relayed to PSC police, who then evacuated that building. I believe it was building 15. The threat was specific, and we take those threats very seriously. We went up there to assist them with that, and fortunately, the K-9 explosive detection team went in, both from PPD and ATF, and they did not find anything in that building. So I'm glad to be able to report that.
And, you have to take these seriously every time because you don't want to miss the one that turns out real, right?
Exactly. We're going to take all those calls very seriously. And, if we're able to find out who made that phone call, we will prosecute, obviously.
This actually, I know we always do a cop myth at the end, but this makes me think of one is, in TV shows, a lot of times in movies, you see somebody calls and the police are listening because it's like a kidnapping case or something like that. But the police are listening, and then they get to a certain point where they like hang up the phone because that means that the cops didn't get long enough to do a trace on the call. It needs to be 30 seconds. It needs to be a minute. Keep them talking, that kind of thing. I always figured that wasn't true anymore because of like caller ID and fairly instant identification. But you tell me, what's the truth about that?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe back in the day you had to keep them on for a certain amount of time, but those days are long gone. We can identify where you are most of the time in seconds, and it doesn't take very long at all, and that does include cell phones, and we're able to track those as well in some instances. And, there's glitches, obviously, sometimes, but, it's much easier nowadays than it was a long time ago to be able to do that.
Well, that's one of those things that I'm fine to have the criminals believe it to be true. if they're going to call and stay a while, but if they think they can avoid that and it doesn't really work that way, maybe it's okay for them to believe the myth. But that's why we have you on to kind of debunk these things. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say sometimes, if the guy hangs up after making a bomb threat and we're not there in a minute and a half, please don't think that we're done with you. Sometimes the investigative process takes a while with phone records, subpoenas, and things like that. We may be knocking on your door a month from now. So please don't think that it's over with at that point.
Well, and that's a good point, too, is they think they can make one and then hang up and they're safe, and maybe this will discourage them from making them in the first place. So maybe it's good to have the true information out. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thanks so much for the time and for what you do keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.